Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain is a hamster wheel just spinning and spinning with no end in sight? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, where burning the midnight oil is practically a badge of honor. But let's face it, folks, consistent exhaustion isn't sustainable. It's like driving a car on empty. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. That's why today's episode of Heal Your Attention Span is all about strategies for managing burnout and exhaustion. I'm Leo Weston, your friendly neighborhood attention whisperer, here to help you navigate the noise and reclaim your energy. Now, burnout isn't just feeling tired, it's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. Think of it like your inner battery slowly draining until there's barely enough power left for basic functions. So, how do we recharge? We need to be proactive, folks. This isn't about waiting for burnout to hit you and then scrambling for a solution. It's about building resilience from the inside out. And guess what? You've got this. I'm sharing 5 key strategies that have been game changers for me and countless others. First up, set boundaries. Think of your time and energy like precious resources. You wouldn't give them away freely, right? So, learn to say no to commitments that drain you. Protect your evenings, weekends, even chunks of your workday if needed. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. Next, prioritize movement. I know, the last thing you want to do when you're exhausted is exercise. But trust me on this one. Even a short walk can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. It gets your blood flowing, clears your head, and releases those feel-good endorphins. Think of it as a mini reset button for your body and mind. Speaking of resets, make time for mindfulness. We're bombarded with information and stimuli all day long. Our brains are constantly on overdrive. So, carve out a few minutes each day to simply be present. Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just sitting in silence and focusing on your breath. It helps calm the mental chatter and brings you back to the here and now. Nourish yourself. This isn't just about eating healthy foods, although that's definitely important. It's also about treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Get enough sleep, hydrate regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Finally, seek support. We're not meant to go through this alone. Lean on your loved ones, talk to a therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can make a world of difference. Think about a time when you were feeling completely overwhelmed. Maybe work was piling up, personal responsibilities were weighing heavy, or life just felt like one giant to-do list. You probably felt that familiar sense of exhaustion creeping in, that mental fog, the lack of motivation, the constant feeling of being on edge. You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's running on fumes? Maybe you found yourself procrastinating on even the simplest tasks, or snapping at loved ones more than usual. Perhaps you just felt completely drained and disconnected from everything around you. That's burnout taking hold. So, remember those strategies we talked about. Setting boundaries, prioritizing movement, practicing mindfulness, nourishing your body and soul, and seeking support. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're practical tools you can use to combat exhaustion and reclaim your energy. Start small, folks. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Just pick one or two strategies that resonate with you and start implementing them today. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you show up as your best self in all areas of your life, in your relationships, your work, and most importantly, within yourself. So go forth, recharge those batteries, and conquer the world with renewed energy and focus. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep your attention sharp and your spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.